The weekend's cultural highlights in the region include chamber music, a comedy festival, art openings, a ceramics tour, indie rock, and a whole lot more. Early music ensemble, the Sebastians, will perform vocal and instrumental works by Handel, Buxtehude, Bieber, and that's not Justin, and other Baroque masters in Over the Alps, a program tracing the musical evolution of the Italian style as it migrated over the mountains to the Austro-German regions as part of the Music and More series at the Historic Meeting House in New Marlborough, Mass., on Saturday at 4:30. The ensemble will feature Baroque violin, cello, harpsichord, and the stunning soprano, Awet Undermichael. Six leading potters of the Southern Berkshires will open their studios this weekend for the third annual Berkshire Pottery Tour. The self-guided motor tour takes art lovers through the beautiful valleys of the Southern Berkshires to experience a diverse array of styles in functional and sculptural ceramics, from the Richmond, Mass. Studio of Ben Evans to Paula Shallon in Stockbridge, Lorimer Burns in Housatonic, Daniel Bellow in Great Barrington, and on to Monterey to see Ellen Grenadier's work and Linda Skipper in New Marlborough. The tour runs in a rough circle and can be begun at any point. Studios will be open from 10 to 5 each day, and admission is free, and families are welcome. The internationally acclaimed Shanghai Quartet will be joined by flutist Eugenia Zuckerman in a program entitled From East to West at St. James Church in Chatham, New York, on Saturday at 7:30 p.m., as part of the Leaf Peeper concert series presented by Clarion Concerts. The Shanghai Quartet's elegant style melds the delicacy of Eastern music with the emotional breadth of Western repertoire, allowing it to traverse musical genres including traditional Chinese folk, masterpieces of Western music, and cutting-edge contemporary works. The Saturday concert features string quartets by Mozart and Grieg, the atmospheric Night Piece by American composer Arthur Foote for flute and string quartet, and Song of the Qin by the Pulitzer Prize-winning Chinese-American composer Zhou Long. Zhou is internationally recognized for creating a unique body of music that brings together the aesthetic concepts and musical elements of East and West with techniques which enable Western ensembles to effectively reproduce sounds unique to Chinese music. Wow, that sounds great. Works by landscape painter Scott Thomas Balfe and photographer Jane McWhorter, who were the winners of last year's juried regional art exhibition judged by Carrie Haddad of Carrie Haddad Gallery in Hudson, New York, go on view at Spencertown Academy Art Center in Spencertown, New York, with a free opening reception on Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. Indie rock scion Trixie Whitley, the daughter of the late Texas experimental blues musician Chris Whitley, will bring her unique brand of moody, melodic indie rock to Club Helsinki Hudson on Sunday at 8 p.m. Experimental rocker Indigo Street warms up the crowd for Whitley. The Hevra Ensemble, an instrumental group that plays Jewish-influenced world music, will perform a concert at Simon's Rock College in Great Barrington, Mass. On Sunday at 3 p.m. The concert is free and open to the public. The three-day Woodstock Comedy Festival kicks off tonight with Laughing Stock, an evening of female stand-up comedians hosted by Susie Essman of Curb Your Enthusiasm fame. Saturday night's headliner is comedian Gilbert Gottfried, and throughout the weekend, the festival includes films, panel discussions, parties, and other events mostly based at the Woodstock Playhouse. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.